Hello, friend. Thank you for tuning in to the 24th episode of the Random Intricacies from an Animate Object. I'm Juan. I'm happy you're here. Welcome to your 15-minute mental reset. I put out a poll on Instagram yesterday, and I wanted to wait until it was 100% complete until I shared the results with you. The question that I asked, simple as it was, how are you feeling today? The two responses that I put were either, or the two choices were either tired or energized. 58% of the people that responded were energized. 42% of them were tired. So if you're part of the 58%, or maybe even if your stance has changed, whoever you are, let's share some of that energy to those that need it. Simple as opening a door, buying the person behind you some coffee, donating a book if you have any extra, or some supplies if you don't use anymore. Let's help each other out here. The point I'm making is that we're all on the same team, and life is the only game we're playing. In a week, I'm heading on a much needed quick trip. And I'm pretty surprised how fast it's gotten here. Of course, I've yet to start packing. But I will have you know that I actually bought a few things. Thanks to my Lori, of course. Thank you. Because she did all the work. I just basically received the package at the door. So yeah, we're heading out for a few days of just recharge time. And I'll still make sure that we reset together by honoring my release schedule, but there was just a friendly reminder to make sure that you start planning your own getaway or recharge time. We do these resets to keep us going daily, and hopefully in the weekend we get some rest, but it all still becomes too much, and the only remedy sometimes is to give yourself an extended break. Extended relative to how much time you have and need too, right? Because some people need a month and have a month. Some people need 2 days. Me, I'm in the middle. I'm taking it so I can keep being a better Juan for himself, for me, and for the world. When was your last reset trip? Isn't it about time for you to start planning it? Get on it. Consider this the first snooze button you get, okay? So a few days ago, I thought about how bad the end of this show I liked was. I don't know, I just started thinking about it. When I gave it more thought, maybe I hadn't tried to look at it with a more open mind. And being that I'm a more evolved person than when I saw it last, maybe it was finally time to start doing so. So I decided to go back and watch it from the beginning. The show is probably obvious to you, but if it's not, it's the Game of Thrones on HBO. We all remember the stories of how popular it was and the people running home to watch the episodes on Sundays. It was all over social media, people tweeting their reactions real time. I was one of them. I remember being on the train from East Hampton 3.5 hours and then an Uber home to pick up my car and then rush over to my sister's house to watch the new episodes. For a little, that was my routine. So I go back to season one, episode one, and it just seemed like I felt the dialogue so much more. A lot of the conversations were hitting home a bit more because I knew the full picture. It was a bit of an unfair advantage to know someone's fate, right? Like, especially a bad guy whose fate you know is sealed. That's a bit satisfying, especially when they're jerks. Well, I watched it, and here we go. The binge has commenced, except I'm on episode two now, and it starts and stops because of my schedule. It's funny. You watch something and you don't realize you retain it, but I did. I retained something from that episode. I used it as an example in a conversation real time. And this was probably one of the best lessons I could possibly use right now and share with you. So first, the conversation that I had. I have a friend. We'll call them Morgan. And Morgan has been discovering their true selves and has been slowly revealing themselves to the world. And it's been that they are more comfortable with an orientation that they feel is more relevant to what their soul tells them, right? And let me tell you, Morgan's soul and heart are one of the most beautiful combinations that I've ever seen in a person. I root for this person and I'll always have their back because that's all that should define someone. Well, after reinforcing my allegiance to Morgan, our allegiance to Morgan and support, and they shared their raw emotions. And I'm not saying that my allegiance is all they need. You know, we say the same things we always say. We tell them, don't listen. They're just words. Who cares what they think? But let me tell you, as much as we want to believe that and have to, and of course that advice is needed, my God, it's disheartening to hear blatant ignorance and hate and how it affects people we love. It's painful to see someone affected by it so much. I just wanted to punch all of the bullies in the face collectively for Morgan. But we don't have to. We elevate. I did tell them that they had more love and support than any bully could ever probably have. It's probably why they are that way. They need attention. However they can get it. And that's when I told him about the analogy I learned from the imp and the bastard. And bear with me. I'm referring to Jon Snow, who was the bastard son of Ned Stark of Winterfell and an unknown woman, and Tyrion Lannister of Casterly Rock, who was born into a wealthy family, but he was a dwarf. Both key characters from the Game of Thrones. A fun tidbit. Did you know that after their first encounter in season one, I think they spent about 3 or 4 episodes together, Jon Snow and Tyrion Lannister don't see each other for the next 6 seasons. And the crazy thing is that this interaction is as crucial as any for the outcome. So in the middle of the episode where they're welcoming the king to Winterfell after a long trip, Jon Snow is outside training because they don't even want him in the dinner because he's a bastard. And he's considering leaving the family because he doesn't feel accepted. Everyone criticizes him for being a bastard and he's constantly reminded of it, even his last name. In this world, wherever you are from, the bastard has the relevant elemental last name. So they don't take their dad's last name. So in the north is always cold, hence snow. So as he's having the conversation with his uncle who left the family basically and is part of this group called the Night's Watch, he was just there to pick people up and take them to that group. John's telling him he's considered leaving the family and taking the oath to join them. The Night's Watch, where you can never go back home once you join. After the exchange with his uncle, Tyrion stumbles in half drunk, which he's probably drunk for most of the time you see him. And this exchange happens. Tyrion says, "You're Ned Stark's bastard, aren't you?" And Jon doesn't answer. And Tyrion says, "Did I offend you? Sorry. You are the bastard, though." And then Jon Snow says, "Lord Eddard Stark is my father." And then Tyrion quickly says, "And Lady Stark is not your mother, making you a bastard. Let me give you some advice, bastard. Never forget what you are. The rest of the world will not. So wear it like an armor, and it can never be used against you." And then Jon says, "What the hell do you know about being a bastard?" Clearly it going over his head. And he tells him, Tyrion tells him, "All dwarfs are bastards in their father's eyes." So to the lesson, during my conversation with Morgan, I literally quoted this almost verbatim so they could see if they understood where I was coming from. You see, sometimes words do hurt, and most of the times words are some people's only weapon against you. And no matter how thick-skinned you are, some things are so polarizing and isolating that they should never be used against you. But in this, a new way to take that power back. The answer isn't to call yourself bad names, but to own that people will call you things. Then, they'll try to press that button repeatedly, and I'm not saying don't feel it, but you should wear it like a suit of armor. And no, I'm not saying that we should be out here hurling insults or slurs at one another, because I'm walking around impervious to it. If you're hateful, I'm hoping you gain some clarity and the ignorance cloud that you're living in clears up so you can walk among us, regular folk. But once I told Morgan that and they saw how much support they had, I saw that they knew where I was going with it. The same way that Jon Snow knew what Tyrion was telling him. It's not going to be easy, and not everyone's going to like you or accept you. That's a fact. As we progress and civilization grows to understand more, we hope there's less of it at least. What we could all benefit from is understanding the source of hate. Some of it comes from pain, some of it comes from ignorance, and some is a secret affinity they've been taught to hate. But whatever it is, prepare for it. Because you're not alone, you're loved, and we support you. So be your own hero. And while you're at it, fortify yourself with some love, the love of yourself and the love of the people you know love you. And never forget who you are. So start building your own suit of armor so it could never be used to hurt you, or at least hurt less. On that note, we're at time. I'm sure we can go on longer, but this is a perfect opportunity for you to take this conversation offline. Find a friend or a stranger and discuss. In case you're wondering, this episode and all of the episodes for this show, the music is produced by Infamy. For Elite Production, please make sure to visit www.infamysounds.com. I'm Juan Gordon. You're listening to the Random Intricacies from an Animate Object. Thank you for joining me. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.